probably the celebration of the goal from the fans, unbelievable. Being there probably an hour and a half before the game, and it, the stadium, you know, the Pompey end behind there, the clock end being full of Pompey fans, ridiculous. You don't get that these days, do you? Everyone's in their corporate lounges or wherever they are, but that was just ridiculous. It felt, I mean, obviously, yeah, I mean, it almost felt like a final. It just felt special.
There's a brilliant still photo, I'm sure you've seen it many times, of a cameraman caught you leaping in the air just in front of the yeah. end, which kind of sums everything up so well.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the amount of times obviously I've watched it back, and I end up watching this, the celebration and the reaction from behind the goal, probably more than the goal itself. I just absolutely love it. So it was just pure adulation. Just, you know, the fact that, you know, the thoughts of going to actually go and beat Liverpool and go to an FA Cup final, of course, everything just runs through you, through your mind in a game that we had played so well. They didn't really look, you know, they played well in the first half, but after that didn't really look like scoring. Just, yeah, absolutely buzzing, of course. I nearly fell over when I landed. I jumped so high.
Liverpool getting forward there, but the ball's cut out by Aspinall for Portsmouth. Now to Neil. Here comes Anderton. Anderton's in the clear. Can he finish? Anderton, he scored! Portsmouth have scored! Oh, it's Darren Anderton! Anderton has scored for Portsmouth! Oh, drama here at Highbury! Amazing scenes! The Portsmouth fans have gone wild! Portsmouth have taken the lead! Liverpool 0, Portsmouth 1!
Did you think you'd done it at that point? Did you think you were there?
Yeah, definitely. Of course, you can't, don't take anything for granted. But of course, you have to think that, you know, you've kept them out for, you know, nearly 2 hours, and you think you got, you know, probably a few more minutes to go, and then you're into the FA Cup final, which of course would just be a dream, you know, for me as a kid. That's the only game that was live, so I suppose growing up that was bigger than winning the league. Obviously, it was ridiculous on the run that we had been on.
What went through your mind when, I know Andy Orford then gave the free kick away and the ball ends up deceiving Alan Knight and trickling along that goal line in agonising fashion?
Well, there was like time to sit still. It was awful. Talk about mixed emotions from you know, 5 minutes earlier when I scored the goal to that. Was just, it was almost like you could see it happening and you wanted to do something, but it just felt like you were stuck to the ground, couldn't move. You knew that there was nothing you could do. It was just watching in slow motion. Ronnie Whelan just lashed it into the net, back of the net. Absolutely devastating.
Liverpool have a very dangerous looking free kick. Dead centre, 5 yards outside the penalty area, and John Barnes, of all people, is standing over the ball. There's a 7-man defensive wall in front of him. Can he get past it? If anybody can, John Barnes can. Alan Knight on his toes now, on the line. On the line. Here comes Barnes with the free kick. Tips it up. Oh, and it's gone in. They've scored. Liverpool have scored. Yeah. It's Ronnie Whelan has scored for Liverpool.
And then you obviously went to a replay, and even that went the distance as well.
Yeah, that's right. I think, you know, I had a chance in the first half. Lobbed Goblar, but went wide, and Alan McGoughlin hit the crossbar in the last couple of minutes, you know, which you would have thought would have gone on, would have gone on and won it. It was just another amazing atmosphere. Of course, I think, you know, we always remember the first game, and I do personally, because of scoring the goal and everything and being so close and you know, leading that game. But up there, I mean, the atmosphere, everything about it, it was just, it just didn't sink in for days, to be honest, because it just felt like we'd been on such a run. Everything was great. We beat Forest. Everything about it. We were a young team that had all come together, and all the experienced players that obviously helped us through in what was, you know, three or four of us' first season as regulars in the first team. It was, didn't seem real. Didn't seem fair. That's for sure.
It was the kind of football fairy tale we probably just don't see very often these days, that run to the semi.
No, that's right. Especially, you know, now, you know, teams, you know, it's been a good year this year, hasn't it, with the non-league clubs doing well. But it was, you know, really something else. And, of course, then Sunderland got there as well. And that would have been, yeah, we would have obviously fancied ourselves to beat them in the final. It was, but it really did feel like a fairy tale. I mean, it was my first full season as a professional, and it just was living the dream. It was, you know, at Portsmouth, where I'd come through the ranks, playing with, you know, Andy Orford and Kit Simons and Darryl Powell. We all come through from the youth, same youth team, to be part of that team and squad that was an FA Cup semi-final against Liverpool, who were, obviously, growing up, were the best team in the country, best team in Europe. It doesn't get any better than that. And, of course, when you draw them, you think, oh, my God, that's brilliant. You just almost don't want to embarrass yourself and get walloped. But we actually, obviously, did a lot better than that and probably deserved to win that first game.
And in the second game, the penalty shootout, unfortunately not the only heartbreaking penalty shootout of your career. What are your memories of that?
I remember I was fifth to take it, and just, obviously, we're just watching it, and just the experience that their players had and of playing in big games and that sort of thing, I guess it just felt like an advantage for them, and obviously it was in the end because their experience showed they took good penalties. You know, our inexperience, you know, it's luck when you're taking penalties, and unfortunately we didn't get it. Probably didn't get it over the two games, to be honest. But if we had a little bit of luck, I think we would have probably won it. But to take them, you know, to two games, not get beaten in 4 hours of football was just an incredible achievement, really. But of course, you can only imagine the disappointment that we all had. And from that point, our season really petered out. We were shattered mentally, probably more than physically.
Just a final couple. You obviously weren't at, you departed Portsmouth not too long after that. Is it that Highbury game that is the kind of one game that stands out from your Pompey career?
Yeah, it does. I think just because it was my first, it's the biggest game I ever played. It was my first game live on TV. It was an FA Cup semi-final. It was. It's why I wanted to play football, to play in those sort of games, and the pressure and the nerves and the adrenaline and the crowds. It was just, it was just absolutely everything that I ever wanted to be involved in, just with a different result.
Just finally, obviously, plenty of water under the bridge since then, but it does look like Pompey making the step back towards the right direction now.
Yeah, buzzing about it, really pleased. It's a proper football club, and something that's obviously very close to my heart, and the upbringing I had in the game meant I was able to go on and have a really, you know, pretty good career and achieve lots of things that I wanted to, and, you know, to be taught by people like Alan Ball, Peter Osgood, Graham Paddon as, you know, a 13, 14-year-old on a Thursday night. How can you... You know, when people talk about, you know, people needing coaching badges and all that sort of thing now, no badges were needed for those sort of guys who just taught me to play football the right way. And I like to think that I did them proud.